new built-in protections for parents' peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
I'm here with Charlie Bigham. What's cooking, Charlie?
My classic fish pie, made with succulent salmon and delicately smoked haddock, smothered with bechamel and parsley sauce, and all topped off with the richest, butteriest mash and a golden mature cheddar topping.
You had me at succulent.
An unbeatable classic. Cheers.
Delicious. Tastes like home.
You know you don't actually live here, right?
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen. Cooked in yours.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories this hour. Labour has suspended an MP after a video emerged appearing to show him punching a man to the floor. In the footage, Mike Amesbury, who represents Runcorn and Helsby, can apparently be seen repeatedly hitting someone as others nearby shout, "Stop it." Our political editor, Georgie Prodromo, has more for us.
This all first emerged Saturday afternoon when a video appeared on social media showing Mr. Amesbury rowing with a man on the floor. At the time, the MP said he'd reported what happened to the police and that he felt threatened. However, we've since seen this CCTV footage released by Mail Online, which shows a fight taking place. Labour say suspending Mr. Amesbury was necessary because an investigation is underway. Cheshire Police have confirmed a 55-year-old man's been voluntarily interviewed and released pending further inquiries.
The Prime Minister's warning of unprecedented economic challenges ahead of this week's budget. Sir Keir Starmer says the government must be realistic, but better days are ahead. Labour's promised there'll be no hike in taxes on people's pay slips. But business owner Derek Cheatham is concerned employers may face extra costs in national insurance contributions.
Most people, owner operators, they're not making huge amounts of money. Every time the government puts another cost implication in there, the only people it hurts generally is the workers.
Donald Trump has set out his campaign closing message to voters in New York's Madison Square Garden. He argued that Americans are worse off now than 4 years ago and spoke about his plans to boost the economy and halt illegal immigration. New research suggests the number of people studying nursing has dropped in every region in England, putting the government's plan to rescue the NHS at risk. The Royal College of Nursing found reductions of up to 40% of student nurses in some areas between 2020 and 2023. And Woburn Safari Park in Bedfordshire has welcomed one of the most critically endangered animals on the planet, a bongo calf. There are fewer than 100 of the species of antelope left in the wild. Cloud and rain across the UK today with the heaviest downpours in western areas, highs at around 16 Celsius. That's the latest. I'm Becky Carhill.
Charles Nove
on Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. Author Evelyn Waugh, born this day in 1903. Instead of this absurd division into sexes, they ought to class the people as static and dynamic. Static or dynamic? Okay, which one are we going to be today?
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
vigorous finish. Well, it's vigorous most of the way through, really, isn't it? Dvorak Slavonic Dance No. 8 with the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Kurt Mazur. And it's knocking on for 8 minutes past seven, Greenwich Mean Time. You're very welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast for this Monday, the 28th of October. Charles with you, live and direct from Magic Classical East Midlands. Grey looking outside my window this morning. And, of course, we've had the clock change. We have, haven't we? Yeah, good, good, well done. Have you been caught out by one yet? There's always a rogue timepiece, isn't there, waiting to give you a nasty surprise at some point. Actually, I think I've got two rogue ones in there. Well, they're not rogue, they're behaving perfectly. But the point is I've got two wind-up clocks, old-fashioned wind-up clocks in the house here. And you can't wind them back. Because if you ever wind a chiming clock back, you'll never get it to chime the right number of bongs again. So it's a question of either waiting until they run out of steam and then resetting them, which has the risk that they won't start again. Or you've got to wind them forward half an hour at a time and wait for all the chimes to happen. I'll deal with that problem later. We have enough challenges at this early stage. Anyway, I hope Monday's lining up all right for you. Questions of the day will be along to bother us as we get closer to 7:30 and 8:30, screen time after 9. And right now, the music of a Spanish composer called Federico Mompou and his Variations on a Theme of Chopin. Variation 3, played here by Marina Staneva. Of Federico Mompou's Variations on a Theme of Chopin. Quick look at the papers this morning. Let's see what is stirring. The Mail reports Labour suspending one of its MPs after CCTV showed a man being punched to the ground in the street. Mike Amesbury is the MP for Runcorn and Helsby in Cheshire. He's had the Labour whip withdrawn while investigations go on. In The Guardian, it's time to choose a path, says the Prime Minister. Sir Keir Starmer will prepare the ground for this week's budget by promising to embrace the harsh light of fiscal reality. The Express has experts warning that the Labour budget is a terrible illusion that could wreck the economy. In The Mirror, a pledge from Starmer, "We will make you better off." He tells the nation to judge Labour in 5 years. In The Telegraph, former Chancellor Jeremy Hunt accuses the Office for Budget Responsibility of being biased. He says the budget watchdog is giving Rachel Reeves cover for a record-breaking tax raid. In The Eye, a warning for Labour as polling shows trust in politics has declined since the general election, a mere 3 and a bit months ago, with more than 3/4 of voters believing MPs only look out for themselves. It says think tanks are warning of national gloom. In The Times, aside from budget matters, a glimmer of hope in the Middle East, as Iran appeared to draw back from regional war. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, supreme leader of Iran, didn't threaten Israel in his comments following the strikes on his country last week. The Sun reports an unnamed TV soap star has been arrested on suspicion of abusing 5 teenage boys. And with the headline, Trick or Heat, the Daily Star says we're in for some unusually warm weather around Halloween. Just right for a pointy hat. Marvellous. Those stories and others waiting for you in the papers today. And now, A short back and sides? Or the hairdo of your choice with the Barber of Seville?
Thank you.
The overture to Rossini's Barber of Seville with the Orchestra of La Scala Milan, Orchestra of Magic Classical Milan, if you don't mind, conducted by Riccardo Chailly on Magic Classical. Oh, now, we were just discussing last week the problem of stubborn DAB radios, usually DAB radios in cars, that refuse to update the logo when a station has a name change. So this is particularly appropriate in our case, obviously, since we changed our name back in September, but certain car radios are stubbornly displaying the old logo, including mine. Colin Hosey emailed to say, regarding stubborn DAB radios displaying the Scala logo, try pressing and holding on the preset button. I just have and it worked a treat. Well, I'm really glad it worked for you, Colin. I've tried it on mine. All that happened was that the radio went, bing, 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 until I took my finger off and then carried on displaying the old logo. But I think it depends on your radio. Anyway, it's worth a go. Thank you, Colin. Try pressing and holding the preset button and seeing if logo magic happens before your very eyes. Question of the day, Mark 1, will be along soon. After some Bach and some violins, coming next.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
When you first meet the one, it's electric. The attraction is intense. And it's tempting to rush things. But you need to take it slowly. Spend a couple of days together and let the relationship build. So when you fall in love with an electrified Ford like the new Explorer, Mustang Mach-E, and Kuga plug-in hybrid, we want you to spend quality time with them, which is why until the end of November, you can take one of Ford's electrified vehicles for a 48-hour test drive. Then you really know it's the one for you. Book your date today. Ford, bring on tomorrow. Search Ford 48-hour test drive. Test drive subject to availability.
The world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink, and sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax Airline Award was voted for by passengers, like you. Cathay Pacific, move beyond.
With up to 699 miles combined range, the BYD Seal U DMI takes you further. Book a test drive at bydthewildrobot.co.uk and you could win a family adventure, courtesy of DreamWorks The Wild Robot, in cinemas now.
Task acquired.
And remember,
a Razum always completes its task.
Prices start from £33,205. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £349. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £349 or less February to July 2024. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Say hello to Rayo, the way to listen to Magic Classical.
Mornings like this. These days it feels like waking up is harder than ever. But when you know you've got a delicious creamy bowl of Quaker oats waiting for you, maybe it's not all that bad. Not all oats make a dull day seem brighter. Not all oats are worth waking up for. Not all oats are Quaker oats.
Derbyshire, part of the M1 is queuing heavily south towards Chesterfield, the exit at junction 29 into the roadworks after Aston. If you're travelling Merseyside on the East Lancs Road near St Helens, there is a police cordon between City Road and the A570 Rainford Road at the Windle traffic lights. The M1's queuing heavily southbound, a hold following an accident after 9 at Redbourne. Tailbacks are beyond Luton Airport at 10, and Berkshire, the M4 going west from the M25. Towards Langley, two lanes shut for a vehicle fire here. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Bach, the first movement of his concerto in D minor for two violins with Nigel Kennedy and Daniel Stabrava and the Berlin Philharmonic. On Magic Classical. Before you know it, it'll be 7:30. It isn't quite yet, but it will be in a minute. So we may as well have question of the day, Mark 1, then, before anything else occurs. Right, in a strange experiment for budget week, a man makes a tour of the Magic Town Market. At the first stall, he says to the stallholder, "If you can match and give me what money I have in my wallet, I will spend £10 at your stall." The stallholder obliges, and the man spends £10. He moves on to another stall, and the same routine takes place once again. "Match and give me what money I have in my wallet, and I'll spend £10 at your stall." Then on to a third stall, same again. "Match and give me what money I have, and I'll spend £10. However, after leaving this third stall, he is brassic, as the saying goes. He has no money left. How much did he start off with? Usual means of contact available by text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email is charles@magic.co.uk. The details again, certainly. In a strange experiment for budget week, a man makes a tour of the Magic Town Market. At the first of the market stalls, he says, "If you can match and give me what money I have in my wallet, I'll spend £10 at your stall." It's a deal. Stallholder obliges. Man spends £10. He moves on to stall number two. Same routine again. Then on to a third stall. Same again. "Match and give me what money I have, and I'll spend £10. But after leaving this third stall, he has no money left. How much did he start off with? By text 61054, just making sure the first word is classical. By email, charles@magic.co.uk. We'll sort it out this side of eight. Quick check on the headlines now at 7:30. An MP has lost the Labour whip after a video appeared to show him punching a man to the ground. The party says Mike Amesbury is helping police with their inquiries and has been suspended pending an investigation. The Prime Minister's warning of unprecedented economic challenges ahead of this week's budget. Labour's promised there'll be no hike in taxes on people's payslips. With just over a week to go until the US presidential election, Donald Trump has set out his campaign closing message to voters in New York's Madison Square Garden. He argued that Americans are worse off now than 4 years ago and spoke about his plans to boost the economy and halt illegal immigration. Weather mostly cloudy with patchy rain at times, brightest to the northeast. This is Magic Classical, playing Mozart now, the fifth movement of Les Petits Riens. It's the little things. The Chicago Sinfonietta playing Mozart Le Petit Rien. Fifth movement, little ballet music from Mozart from 1778. More Mozart coming later this morning, though next time round it'll be Daddy Mozart. But that's later. Reminder of question of the day, Mark 1 today. In a strange experiment for Budget Week, a man makes a tour of the Magic Town Market. At the first stall, he says to the stallholder, "If you can match and give me what money I have in my wallet, I will spend £10 at your stall." The stallholder obliges, and the man spends £10. He moves on to another stall, same routine takes place. Then on to a third stall, same again. "Match and give me what money I have, and I'll spend £10. However, after leaving this third stall, he has no money left. So how much did he start off with? Certain amount of working backwards, I think, to be done. By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email it's charles@magic.co.uk. All will be revealed, confirmed, denied, excused this side of 8 o'clock. All prizes imaginary, of course. And now we go digging for fossils with Saint-Saëns from the Carnival of the Animals. Fossils from the Carnival of the Animals with pianist Vivian Troon and Roderick Elms and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. There is an amazing prize on offer this week. The chance to win £500,000. How does that sound? Sounds rather large, doesn't it? £500,000. One person wins every penny guaranteed, and it'll be in their bank account this Friday evening. So whatever you do, make sure you're in the draw. You would not want to miss out, would you, on the chance to win £500,000. To enter, here's what you do. Text WIN to 61054. That's WIN to 61054. Text to 250 plus standard network rate. Enter at magic.co.uk. Online entries cost 250. Or call 0330 880 4615. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only, all the rules for this Rayo Network competition are online. The lines close 5pm on Friday, when we could be calling you. There's nothing specific you have to say, no amount to remember, no smart, elusive stuff. If we ring and you pick up the phone, you instantly win £500,000 paid into your bank account straight after the call. It is a guaranteed winner on Friday, so somebody will win the lot. For your chance to win that £500,000, text the word WIN to 61054 now. WIN to 61054. Best of luck. Somebody wins on Friday. Could it be you?
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
Hospital life was very busy, and in a way that kept us going, but we didn't have time to think about things. She had to be at physiotherapy, she had speech therapy, she had occupational therapy, and it just was a very busy place. And you're trying to just juggle and balance everything and support everyone else when you feel like you're just hanging together yourself.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Phone, purse, keys. They must be in my work bag. Or maybe my weekend bag. They're not in my walking the dog bag. What about my everyday bag? Or the bag I wear every day that I don't wear my everyday bag?
Too many bags? On Vinted, you can sell your pre-loved clothes and accessories fast. All with zero fees. Don't wear it, sell it. Download Vinted today.
The SUV that redefines the family car. Packed with features and technology, SEALU DMI is available from just £33,205. Also, with 77 miles of electric-only range and up to 699 miles combined, it means you can enjoy the miles rather than counting them. Discover more at byd.com/UK. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just enter your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And in our November draws, you could win a share of £23.5 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dream your holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 31st of October. Because good news could be delivered to your door. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
At Tesco Mobile, our deals are so good you'll want to tell the whole group chat. Get our 100 gig sim for just £14 a month with club card prices, saving you an incredible £84. And better yet, that price is frozen for your whole contract. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
And 31st of October, club card and 24-month credit agreement required. Frozen for contract duration. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
Can I have it back now?
Daddy, Daddy.
That's not a toy, that's Daddy's.
Daddy.
No, no, no! Not in the
Look out for the courier with your new phone.
With Direct Line's accidental damage cover added to your home insurance, whether you've smashed your phone at home or dropped it down your loo, we'll get you from problem to solution as quickly as possible. Direct Line, we're on it.
Excess applies. Home insurance underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
Hello, Penny Smith here. I'll be along later with the usual mix of new, unfamiliar and familiar music. Sabre Dance, Classical ABBA, My Fair Lady. They're all in the mix and we get to meet our new listener in residence. What will they spin for their first track? Find out after 10 or any time on the Rayo app.
Music by Mark Shaman, his overture for Mary Poppins Returns. Let's just sort out question of the day, Mark 2, the strange experiment. Man tours the Magic Town market. First stall, he says, if you can match and give me what money I have in my wallet, I'll spend £10 at your stall. It's a deal. He spends £10. Moves on to another stall, same routine takes place. Then a third stall, same again. Match and give me what money I have and I'll spend £10. But after leaving this third stall, he has no money left. So, how much did he start off with? Let's see. Black Rod Brian is currently on tour in Crossmaloof, and hence I'm away from my PC, so typing this on my phone. So apologies in advance for any spelling mistakes, as either my fingers are too big or my phone is too small. Actually, it's perfectly coherent, which may be a worry. Did this experiment start with £8.75? Is that what's on the sheet of power? Let's see. Susie says £8.75 reached by a combination of X, Y and G, where G equals guesswork. A nice start to the week, say Malk and Chris, almost home. Believe he starts off with £8.75. What I really want to know is, where is this market? Chris loves a market. I've spent the last several weeks trying to avoid various markets around Europe by coincidentally arriving in a town just after market day. But if they're giving away funds, that changes everything. Count me in. Mercenary as ever. £7.50, says Nigel in Goring by Sea. I hope the Chancellor won't be producing similar convoluted sums on Wednesday. All the best to you. £8.75, says Elliot in the East Midlands. George, the mathematical Dashund, reckons £8.75 seems a clever way of conning people, this, so George will be trying this later at the butcher's for bones. Have a spiffing day. You too, Jay near Cardiff. Sarah of the Fine City says, as it's half term and the clock's changing, I woke at 4:30 a.m. Yes, it's going to take all week for my old warhorse of a body to realise I don't have to lumber to the chalk face. then I shall have to go back. So brain is working, though. This odd man has £8.75. I think I'll be in bed by 7:30 p.m. at this rate. Yeah, I think that's quite possible. Brain fade could call for an early night. Yeah. And morning, Harvey, live from an Auckland supermarket that shall remain nameless, except for the fact that we used to have a chain of the same name that sold the iconic pick and mix. Oh! As young lads, we'd often pop in for a toffee, slid into the back pocket. Enough of your criminal past. Anyway, back to the matter in hand. Later, and I believe it's £8.75. £30 of goods for a measly £8.75. I don't know how he pulled that one off. It's true, it's tricky, isn't it? But that is the answer on the sheet of power. £8.75. Well done. Montague with the Tippett Quartet and his composition Sussexscape. News update for 8 o'clock on the way, and then we'll go hunting with Delib.
The Volkswagen Drive Electric sale is here, featuring the ID3, ID4, and ID5. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged offers. All with an extra £1,000 off. Plus a free OMI home charger with standard installation. experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end 18th of November for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving to on-the-road stock vehicles price, subject to eligibility.
Time to start planning your escape from the morning commute? You could invest through the Chase app and plan for an early retirement. With access to free investment guidance, you could learn how to make your money work harder. And when you download the app, you can start using our award-winning banking in no time. See what your money can do. Search Chase Bank. 18 plus UK residents. Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
Space right outside.
When my favourite song comes on the radio.
Switching my car insurance with AgeCo feels good. They're owned by Age UK and give their profits to the charity. And it's rated 5 stars by Defacto.
Switch with AgeCo today for insurance you can feel good about. Visit ageco.co.uk to get your quote now. Car insurance provided by Liverpool Victoria Insurance Company Limited.
Evening, Money Super 7. Ready for your starring roles?
Always ready, boss. What's today's mission?
We're here to reward people who've saved money with us.
What are we giving them?
A year of free days out at thousands of venues. And when they keep on saving with us, we'll keep on rewarding them again and again.
Sounds amazing.
It is. Now, let's get moving. The curtain's about to go up.
The Super Save Club from Money Supermarket. It's seriously rewarding.
Selected products, qualifying purchase with an account. Claim free days out via app. Rewards include prepaid MasterCard or gift cards. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
It's 2024. We can use robots to clean our flats. Order Kung Pao chicken with our watches. And, hey, play my tune.
Playing your playlist.
And now there's a better way to do energy. With OVO's free energy savings account, Beyond, you could save cash today and bank greener rewards for tomorrow. Now that's a first. Search OVO Beyond. Discounts include bill savings by using energy at greener times. Smart meter required. For terms and eligibility, search OVO Beyond.
You're curious, inquisitive.
You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just enter your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And in our November draws, you could win a share of £23.5 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dream your holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 31st of October, because good news could be delivered to your door. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Sam used to worry about rising energy prices, but not since fixing his tariff. Instead of spending hours looking for deals, he just relaxes in the shower, singing, rather badly. Because with a British Gas fixed tariff, you're protected against future price rises. And if we release a cheaper fixed tariff, you can switch to it, absolutely free. Search British Gas tariffs. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. An MP has lost the Labour whip after a video emerged appearing to show him punching a man to the ground. Mike Amesbury, who represents Runcorn and Helsby, can be seen in the footage apparently hitting someone repeatedly as others nearby shout, "Stop it." Our political editor, Georgie Prodromo, has the latest.
Labour say they made this decision because an investigation is now underway into what happened to the MP. Mr Amesbury originally responded to footage of a row with a man emerging on Saturday by saying he told the police he felt threatened, but then 24 hours later, the Mail Online released this video, which appears to show him punching a man. The latest we've heard from Cheshire Police is a